Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam lineage goes back to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Bibi Fatima salamullah alayha. The sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, also known as Sadiq Ali Muhammad, was born in Medina on the 17th Rabiul Awwal, Hijri 83. His father, the fifth Imam, was Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, and his mother's name was Umme Farwa.
Jafari Sadi, Jafari Sadi, Jafari Sadi, Jafari Sadi. Tum hari aur nabi ki ek roz hai vidana, aur rahiyat lo haq mein thi aap ki मत की रूह तेरी रूह से जुड़ी हुई है सारी मलक पे वाजी है आपकी ताज
After the martyrdom of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the responsibilities of Imamat fell on the shoulders of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. The Imam's lifespan was 65 years, while the period of Imamat was 34 years. During all these years, he endured extreme hardships at the hands of Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbasiyah. Yet, in fulfillment of his responsibilities as a member of Ahl-e Bayt and as an Imam, he endeavored to provide guidance to his followers as well as to people from many other schools of thought. This work briefly focuses on the Imam's great scientific revelations and contributions to science, mathematics, medicine, and philosophy, and his compilation of the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the previous Imams alayhi salam. This collection formed the foundation of the fiqh or jurisprudence that is related as fiqh Jafriya, a term used to distinguish it from other schools of thought, especially fiqh Hanafiya, fiqh Maliki, fiqh Shafi'i, and fiqh Hanbali. The period of the Imamat of Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam coincided with the following historical and political events.
The bitter and bloody struggle for power between the Umayyads and the Abbasids, the merciless killing of Shias and the members of Ahl-e Bayt, including Hazrat Zayd bin Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam and his son Yahya bin Zayd, the Abbasids seemingly supporting the right of the Ahl-e Bayt, once succeeded in the power struggle, proved to be greater enemies of the Ahl-e Bayt than the Umayyad tyrants. And finally, the neglect of the teachings of the Holy Prophet, resulting in the weakening of Islamic values. In these troubled times, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam and his father Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam provided hope to the Ummah. They were busy spreading knowledge, debating with scholars from all parts of the world and guiding people. Numerous great scholars from all schools of thought were indebted to these Imams. The two Imams also established the Ahl-e Bayt University in the Mosque of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in Medina. Their profound knowledge of religion and other sciences attracted many people from distant regions. Among the some 4,500 of Imam Jafar Sadiq's students were scholars of fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, hadith, tradition, tafsir, exegesis of the Holy Quran, as well as mathematics, science, and many arts. Great scholars have also written about the Imam's immense knowledge, wisdom, piety, and fine disposition. To them, the title Sadiq meant his deeds were good and his words were true.
Sada صداقت ناز کرتی ہے امامت ایسی ہوتی ہے.
Of the most prominent scholars under the tutelage of Imam Jafar Sadiq are Abu Hanifa, Malik bin Anas and Jabir bin Hayyan. Let us hear what some prominent Sunni and Shia scholars have to say about some of the Imam's illustrious students.
یہی مذہب امام اعظم ہے ابو حنیفہ, یہی مذہب امام شافعی ہے, یہی مذہب امام احمد بن حنبل ہے, یہی اہل تشیع میں فقہ جعفریہ کا بھی عقیدہ اور مذہب ہے. امام جعفر صادق چاروں ائمہ اہل سنت چاروں کے امام اور شیخ ہیں. امام اعظم کے بھی شیخ ہیں امام جعفر صادق, یہ معلوم ہونا چاہیے اہل سنت کو. یہ چاروں ائمہ اہل سنت نے فیض خیرات ائمہ اہل بیت سے پایا ہے. امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ, امام جعفر صادق اور امام محمد الباقر دونوں کے شاگرد ہیں, اور کہتے ہیں 2 سال اگر ابو حنیفہ کو ان کی بارگاہ میں گھٹنے ٹیک کے نہ ملتے تو نعمان بن ثابت ہلاک ہو جاتا. امام مالک اب امام جعفر صادق کے شاگرد ہیں. آپ اٹھائیے کتب میں ان کی روایت ہے, ان کے تلامذہ میں ہیں, اور امام محمد الباقر کے. پھر امام شافعی تو پوتے شاگرد ہیں, امام احمد بن حنبل پڑپوتے شاگرد ہیں, وہ تو پھر اماموں پر امام ہیں, وہ امام الائمہ ہیں اور شیخ الشیوخ ہیں. ان سے تو علم تفسیر بھی لیا ہے, علم حدیث بھی, علم فقہ بھی اور علم ولایت بھی. ہر ایک کا یہ قول.
The most famous student of Imam Sadiq and the first of them was the famous student by the name of An-Na'man ibn Thabit, most famously called Abu Hanifa. 31% of the Muslim world follow Abu Hanifa in fiqh. Abu Hanifa used to say, لولا السنتان لهلك النعمان. If it wasn't for my 2 years with Ja'far al-Sadiq, I would have been finished. Abu Hanifa didn't just study law under Imam al-Sadiq, no. He even studied political science under Imam al-Sadiq. 25% of the Muslim world follows the second student of Imam al-Sadiq, Malik ibn Anas. Malik ibn Anas used to say, no eye has seen and no ear has heard a man with knowledge like Ja'far al-Sadiq. Malik ibn Anas used to say, it's as if I see Imam al-Sadiq in front of me now. He was always in one of 3 states. Either he was fasting, or he was in salah, or he was teaching and reading the Quran.
We are going to present a few of the Imam's scientific revelations which have subsequently been proven by modern science. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, the scientist par excellence. In Shia belief, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the 12 Imams possess ilmi ladunni or God-given knowledge. In the words of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, upon our most noble men, and shown through our imams, so that we are in fact the light of the heaven and the earth. To us is salvation committed, and from us are the secrets of science derived. For we are the destination that all must strive to reach. Our Mahdi alayhi salam will be the final proof, the seal of the imams, the deliverer of the imamat, the apex of the light, and the source of all good work. Those who follow us will have our support in the hereafter. We are going to present a few of the Imam's scientific revelations which have subsequently been proven by modern science. Speaking in the context of planetary motion, the Imam at the age of 11 refuted the Greek theory that the sun, moon and the planets revolve around the earth. Furthermore, he mentioned that the earth rotated around its own axis. At the age of 12, he rejected the Greek theory that everything is made up of 4 elements, earth, water, fire, and air. For example, the earth itself is made up of many elements. The Imam's revelation of the presence of oxygen in air is one of his biggest miracles. Similarly, his father, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, talked about the presence of hydrogen in water and that water can be turned into fire. We now know that hydrogen is a highly inflammable gas. Speaking about the origin of the universe, the Imam said, the universe was born out of a tiny particle which had two opposite poles. That particle produced an atom. In this way, matter came into being. Then the matter diversified. This diversification was caused by the density or rarity of the atoms. A significant point in this theory is the description of two opposite poles. The importance of this point was realized when the presence of two opposite poles in magnetism was proven by modern science. Today, it is an undisputed fact in atomic science and electronics. Also, according to the Imam, the universe expands as well as it contracts in different periods. Observations by modern scientists of increasing distances between galaxies have supported the expansion concept, while the discoveries of black holes may prove that the universe contracts in certain locations. Finally, the Imam said that everything in the universe is always in motion, although we may not see it. According to the Imam, light reflected by different objects comes to us, but only a part of the rays enters our eyes. That is the reason why we do not see distant objects clearly. This became the basis for the invention of the binoculars and telescopes. He also said that light travels very fast. This is in harmony with the modern theory of light. The Imam also said that a powerful beam of light could move heavy objects. This idea was therefore the precursor to the theory of the laser. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said that among the clusters of stars, some are many times brighter than our sun. It's now well known that there are stars in the universe which are millions of times brighter than our sun. According to the Imam, there are many worlds in the universe inhabited by living beings where conditions are suitable for life. Today, the search for extraterrestrial life is a subject of intense research. The Imam revealed that materials which are solid and absorbent are opaque, and materials which are solid and repellent are more or less transparent. According to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, everything except for Allah has its opposite. But this does not result in a conflict, otherwise the whole universe would be destroyed. This entails the concepts of matter and antimatter. According to modern science, a collision between small quantities of matter and antimatter can release energies equivalent to large thermonuclear bombs.
Matter with a positive charge clashes with antimatter with a negative charge. The fate of the universe hangs in the balance of this epic battle. Equal amounts of matter and antimatter will cancel each other out.
Among the Imam's many revelations in biological sciences, the Imam said that human beings were made from earth, and the elements existing in the earth are also in the human body in varying proportions. Among them, four elements are in very large quantities, eight elements are in small quantities, and eight elements in minute quantities.
Imam Jafar Sadiq's contribution to medical and health issues is extensive. For example, he has said that patients suffering from certain diseases emit special types of rays. If these rays fall upon a healthy person, they are apt to become sick. Similarly, he has advised mothers to hold their newborn babies on the left side of their lap. A newborn baby knows its mother's heartbeat well from the stage when it was in the mother's womb. Holding it on the left side of the mother's lap gives it peace and comfort. Finally, extensive literature is available on the causes of different kinds of diseases and their cure through the use of fruits, vegetables, and herbs. The most known of these books are Tib-e-Masumin, Tib-e-Imam Reza, and Tib-e-Imam Jafar Sadiq. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam cautioned us that we should not pollute our environment, otherwise it would become impossible to live on this planet. This is an amazing forecast considering that major modern pollutants such as industrial waste, automobile exhausts, oil spills, and so on were non-existent at that time. Imam Jafar-e Sadiq was the first scholar in the world to have separated science and philosophy. Science and philosophy are two different subjects. Science gives us definite and exact results, even if they are small and insignificant. However, it is beyond the scope of science to discover the ultimate truth, but it is within the domain of philosophy to do so. In saying that literature is the garment which one puts on when he says or writes so that it may appear more attractive, Imam Jafar-e Sadiq was indeed the pioneer of the literary age.
Now a brief background of Fiqh Jafriya. Imam Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Jafar-e Sadiq alayhi salam preserved a large number of ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of these traditions are recorded in books like Al-Kafi and Tawzi' al-Masail by many Marajah. These traditions led to the culmination of the Sharia taught from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Imam Ali alayhi salam. In the words of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, "My traditions are my father's traditions. My father's traditions are my grandfather's traditions. My grandfather's traditions are the tradition of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the faithful. The traditions of Ali are the traditions of the Apostle of God, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the traditions of the Apostle of God are actually the word of God, the mighty and high."
Sadaqat naz karti hai, imamat aisi hoti hai.
We now present the most important articles of Jafri's school. First, the Usul-e-Din are the foundations of Shia belief. They are Tawheed, or the unity of God, Adalat, His justice, Nabuwat, the prophets, Imamat, 12 Imams, and Qiyamat, or the Day of Judgment. Next, the Furu-e-Din, or the branches of faith. They are 10. Salat, fasting, Hajj, Zakat, Khums, Jihad, Amar bil Maruf, Nahi anil Munkir, Tawalla, and Tabarra. Other matters include issues related to inheritance, commerce, and personal status. The sayings of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam are numerous. For example, the Imam alayhi salam preached total service and obedience to Allah, acquiring knowledge and using intellect that leads one to worship and humbleness to Allah, stronger faith, maintaining silence except for spreading good, and endeavoring to implement best ethics. Good deeds that include saying prayers regularly, contentment, patience, forgiveness, helping the poor, asking Allah's forgiveness for one's sins, and thankfulness for blessings. Respect for parents, teachers, ulama that have the love of the Ahlul Bayt, and guests. Value good friendship as well as have respect for the environment and for the animals. Finally, the Imam al-Islam advised against following bad traits such as ignorance, lying, anger, greed, backbiting, immodesty, self-admiration, and boast. We have briefly presented the political and religious events that occurred during the lifetime of Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam. We have also presented some of the many scientific revelations as well, having received his spiritual guidance. Unfortunately, few people today know of these contributions, especially the scientific ones. This ignorance occurred largely because of the animosity of Abbasid rulers toward Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. In order to counter the popularity and influence of the Imam in the field of religion, the Abbasid Caliph Al-Mansur encouraged sectarianism. Next, instead of encouraging the Muslims to undertake further research and development in science, Al-Mansur imported books from other countries at the cost of Ummah's interests. Mansur's scheme worked as Muslims gradually forgot about the scientific revelations of the Imam. Thus, the Ummah was deliberately thrown into the nether of ignorance and irrelevance. Thus, the world has been unaware that the discoveries made in the 19th century onwards owed a great deal to the contributions of Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam, who lived in an era over 1,000 years earlier. As if this was not enough, Mansur subjected Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam to severe restrictions and harassment. Mansur invited the Imam many times with the intent to murder him, but upon seeing him, he was overwhelmed with fear and awe and could not carry out his evil plans. Instead, Mansur placed the Imam under house arrest for long periods of time. Mansur finally managed to poison the pious Imam in Medina on 15th Shawwal 148 Hijri. Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam was buried in Jannatul Baqi in Medina. Allah alanatullahi al-Zalimi. The curse of God will fall on the unjust.
सख्त जहर उसने अंगूर में था डाला खा कर लरस रहा था मौला बदन तुम्हारा किरिया किया उठा कर काजिम तुम्हारा नाशा
در دورانی که سرکوب و خفقان عباسیان منزل امام صادق علیه السلام و فعالیت‌های علمی و فرهنگی آن حضرت را محصور کرده بود، شاگردانی چون جابر ابن حیان، هشام ابن حکم، مفضل ابن عمرو کوفی، جابر ابن یزید جوفی، ابو حمزه سمالی، عیسی ابن عبدالله قمی، هشام ابن سالم، علی ابن یقدین، محمد ابن علی ابن نعمان، زرارت ابن اعین، جمیل ابن دراج، حریز ابن عبدالله سجستانی، محمد ابن مسلم، ابو وسید مرادی و هزاران شاگرد برجسته دیگر در اقصی نقاط بلاد اسلامی پراکنده شدند و توانستند نهضت علمی آن حضرت را در بین مردم اشاعه دهند و موجبات گسترش علوم الهی را فراهم آورند. در چنین شرایطی امام صادق علیه السلام با تأسیس شبکه وکالت که متشکل از شاگردان برجسته ایشان بود توانستند دسیسه حکومت عباسی را خونسا کنند. دسیسه‌ای که در صورت وقوع ارتباط مردم را با ائمه قطع می‌کرد. با انسجام یافتن سازمان وکالت نسل‌های بعدی تربیت یافتگان این مکتب در دوران امامت امام مهدی عجل الله تعالی فرجه شریف و در زمان غیبت آن حضرت توانستند ارتباط آن حضرت را با توده‌های مردم حفظ کنند، ارتباطی که تا به امروز ادامه دارد.
اللهم صل على جعفر ابن محمد الصادق خازن العلم الداعي إليك بالحق النور المبين. اللهم وكما جعلته معدن كلامك ووحيك وخازن علمك ولسان توحيدك وولي أمرك ومستحفظ دينك. وصل علي أفضل ما صليت على أحد من أصفيائك وحججك إنك حميد.